Hooker would march three corps of 45,000 men secretly upriver along the Rappahannock's north bank. They would overrun rebel pickets at Kelly's Ford to the northwest, lay down a pontoon bridge to cross the Rappahannock, do the same at the Rapidan River fords, and then march back down to Chancellorsville to sneak up on the rear of Lee's army. To distract Lee, Hooker would still have two corps cross the Rappahannock just below Fredericksburg. The beauty of Hooker's new plan was its promise of stealing a long march on Robert E. Lee, writes military historian Stephen W. Sears. Butterfield's signal ruse still kept the rebel cavalry out of the action far to the west, and the 20-mile gap still open, with the Kelly's Ford crossing guarded by only several dozen Confederate pickets. And Silver had found the road to Lee's rear clear of significant opposition. Hooker set near the end of April for the launch of this daring operation. Still obsessed with secrecy, Hooker kept many of his corps commanders in the dark about the entire plan until the last minute. On April 17th, however, a leak in Washington jolted the elaborate security measures Sharp, Patrick, and Butterfield had put in place and rattled Hooker. That day's edition of the Washington Morning Chronicle reprinted correspondence from the Army of the Potomac's medical director on his sick call numbers and the ratio of that count to the number of healthy soldiers. It enabled anyone with simple arithmetic to put the size of Hooker's army at 159,329. Sharp would have willingly paid $1,000 for such information, Hooker fumed in a letter to Stanton. Fortunately for the Potomac Army commander, Lee received a second-hand account of the article late and believed the extrapolated number was an exaggeration. Sharp's bureau became a madhouse of activity. Hooker's headquarters seemed electrified with anticipation of impending attack. Deserters poured in from all elements of Lee's army, filling in blanks that Silver's April 15th report had not answered. Sharp briefed Stoneman on the opposition he might face during his sweep south and provided him Ernest Yeager to scout the enemy ahead of him.